Sivan, Tuesday the 2nd of July, Rabbi Michael Savotskin, Eretz Yisrael, pre and post Chet Hamaraglim.
There's a fundamental chiluk between the approach of Yehoshua Binun, we read here in Chutz Lords this past Shabbos, and Kolev ben Yefune. As we all know, the Meragli, I don't know if any one of you ever thought about it, but the Meraglim left on the second year, Shono Shnio, let's say some Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and Choftes Sivan, Nishmer Nishveiniger. They went for 40 days and they returned on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Choftes Sivan is today. So today we have the yahrzeit of the Meraglim's departure. I chose to speak about the anniversary of the Meraglim and maybe come out with a shtickle klorkeit in the inyan of the distinction between Yehoshua Benun's approach to the Meraglim and Kolev ben Yefune. Maybe we'll have a shtickle havone in Vos Tutzach in Eretz Yisrael. When they come back from their journey on Tisha B'Av, Beis Alofim Tof Mem Tes. For anybody who is interested to figuring out what kind of anniversary we are, it's Beis Alofim Tof Mem Tes. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim in Beis Alofim Tof Mem Ches. They enter there, it's Yisrael, Beis Alofim Tof Pei Ches. And the Chet HaMeraglim is taking place in Beis Alofim Tof Mem Tes, Chof Tes even through Tisha B'Av. They come back, and the Meraglim start Moitzi Dibas Ha'oretz, as we read, Efes Ki Az Ha'om Ayoshev Ha'oretz, Ve'orim Betzurois Gedoilois Me'oid Ve'gam Yelidei Ho'anak Ho'inu Shom, Amolek Yoshev Be'eretz Ha'negev, Ve'achiti Ve'evusi Ve'emoyri Yoshev Behor, Ve'aknani Yoshev Ha'layom Ve'al-Yad Ha'yad. Terrible! Don't you dare think about going to Eretz Yisroel. It's a terrible land. Shtei the next pasuk. Vayahas kolev es ha'om el Moshe. Zogt Rashi. What does it mean, vayahas kolev? Hishtik. He quieted everyone down. Vayoymer oloi na'ale v'yorashnu oiso. You're wrong. We will go up to Eretz Yisrael, we'll conquer it, because we are able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Soitin da Flamethea Mudalef. Well, think about it. Klal Yisrael, throughout the Midbar, have gevisa tainas on Moshe Rabbeinu, they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Shlach l'chol l'daitcho, go ahead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell Moshe, you can go ahead and send the Meraglim." The Meraglim go out, 12 Meraglim, and there is a consensus among 10 of them that this is a terrible place. Don't you dare do the move and don't go into Eretz Yisrael. It's one guy, one Meragel. He doesn't say a word about Yeshua Binun. Says, Vayas Kol Vesom, Zog the Gemara, how did he get their attention? Think about it, you come back, you have 10 guys, the vast majority of the Meraglim, Mabashmutz in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua Binun is sitting on the side, saying no word, and then Kolev wants to get their attention. Zog the Gemara, Lishmoya Mashi Yadaber Ben Moshe. It says, Vayas Kol Ben Moshe. Says, guys, you want to know? I'll tell you something about Moshe Rabbeinu. Sovach ve'omar. Started screaming. Vechizu bilvad osolonu ben Amram. Is this the only thing Ben Amram did to us? Hashemeya asoy ve'shebol asaper bignusoy. The people listened. Thought, oh, hashtikel zaftikel lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Umitoich shehoya belibom al Moshe b'shul divrei ha'meraglim, because they had kindness on Moshe Rabbeinu, because of divrei ha'meraglim, why are you taking us to this land, no man's land, that we shouldn't be doing, that we should not be conquering Eretz Yisrael? Shasku kulom lishmoya gnus. Nu, oh man, shah, steal. Zubu Vlad also Ben Amram, tell us, what else? Omar! He took the opportunity of the silence. Velikora lonu es hayom, vehoirit lonu es hamon, vehegiz lonu es haslov. Punk fakert! You guys are looking for some kind of a zafti kiloshenore. This is the only thing Moshe Rabbeinu is doing to us, think us there is Israel. Who is the one who split the yam for us? Who is the one who burned us out of the man? Who is the one who's making this love? Moshe Rabbeinu? We should go after him by Yeshua B'mayim Teretz Yisrael. This is Kolev Ben Yefuna's approach. Yeshua Ben Yefuna, not to be mentioned. Later on, in the end, a few psukim later, it says, V'Yeshua B'nu V'Kolev Ben Yefuna Min HaTorim Esoretz Koru Bigdeim. They heard this Ganze Masu Matan. They took their tore their garments, and Chazal say they sat on the floor as an act of avelus. So Kolev is the spokesman, and Yeshua stays put. Although Yeshua Binun is going to be the manik who led Klal Yisrael later on to Eretz Yisrael, he is the one who is being quiet. He's not saying one word. But he joins Kolev to tore his clothes, to tear his own garment and sit with him together on the floor as an act of avelus for the merida of Chet Amaran. Would like to make a seder, and what's happening over here. So always, when you try to make a seder, Avu Gateman, and Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis, there is the very first Havtocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tells Avram Avinu about going to Eretz Yisrael. We know that there was a Bris Ben Abisori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram Avinu, and he tells him, Bayoyim Ahu, listen very carefully. Koras Hashem es Avram Yisrael, L'zarucho nosati es Oretz Azois, min Har Mitzrayim ad Nehor HaGadol Nehar Pros. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael from Nehar Mitzrayim. Is a Shiloh, what is Nehar Mitzrayim? Some Rishayim say it's Vadi El Arish. Some of them say it's the Nile, the Nilus. Min Har Mitzrayim in the south, Ad Anor Agadol Ne'ar Pros in the north. Who are the people who dwell in this territory of land from Nehar Mitzrayim till Nehar Pros? Esakeni, Esaknizi, Eshakadmoini. Three nations. Hardly heard the name, but they're called Kaini. Remember, Kaini, Kini, Kidnizi, and Kadmoini. Those are the three nations who are mentioned first before any other nation. Ve'esachiti, ve'esaprizi, ve'esarefoim. Arefoim is Eretz Oig, like we learned in Sefer Dvorim in the beginning of Parashas Dvorim. Refoim is Eretz Oig. So after Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, we have Chiti, Brizi, Refoim, which is Eretz Oig, Emoiri, Knani, Girgoshi, Yevusi. Knan had 11 children. As the Ramban said, they're all really offsprings of Knan. But when we count them, Eretz, Zion, Amamin, comprise of Chiti, Brizi, Refoim, Emoiri, Knani, Girgoshi, Yevusi. Zokt Rashi, and it's a Gemara. Esakini Knizi Kadmoini, Eser Umes Yeshka. If we count, we have the first three, Kini Knizi Kadmoini, and the other seven. Anybody who ever learned through Shas knows Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Zayin Amamin. The Isur of Leisachaya Kol Neshoma is Leisachaya Kol Neshoma in Zayin Amamin. And when we first, the very first time in the Torah, we see the Sivui of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, there are 10. There's no 7. Zok Rashi. Esur Mumis Yeshkam. However, notwithstanding the above, even though Eretz Yisrael Hagdolah, the greater Israel, comprises of 10 nations, Kodesh Baruch Hu only gives Klal Yisrael 7. Ve'ashloisho, Edoim, Moyav, Ve'amoin, Ve'hem, Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, Asidin, Liyos, Yerusha, Le'osid, Shenehemar, there's a pasuk comparing in Sefer Yishayah and Perek Yud Aleph, Edoim u'moyav mishlach yodom u'bnei amoin mishmatom, that will be given loss of love. So Rashi makes a very, very clear chilik that the three, Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, are Amoin, Moyav, and Edoim, which we know are, if anybody looks at the map of Eretz Yisrael, they're on the east of Eretz Yisrael from north to south, Amoin, Moyav, Edoim in the south, and Amoin, Moyav, middle and north. So Rashi, although in the Haftocha for greater Eretz Yisrael given to Avram, there is a Haftocha for Eser Umois, but Bazman Hazeh v'loinosan lohem, when they actually came to Eretz Yisrael, loinosan lohem elo Shiva Goyim. He only gave him Shiva Goyim. And the Kini, Knizik Admoini, they're only going to be given to Klal Yisrael, Le'osid Lovoi. You know, if I look in Sefer Dvorim, I take a look in Sefer Dvorim, and I see when Klal Yisrael is passing by Esav and passing by Amon and Moav, it says right at the beginning in Perek Beis in Parshas Dvorim, Atem Oivrim Begvul Achechem Bnei Esav Ayoshim Beseir, which is Edoim, V'yiru Mikem V'nishmatem Al Tisgoru Bom. Ki lo eten lochem me'artzom ad midrach kaf regel, ki Yerusha le'esav, this is a pasuk we know from the Agoda, nozatis arsir. Don't start up. You're passing by Edom, you're passing by Seir, but don't start up with them, because I gave the Yerusha, zok trashi, ad shi yovoi drisa, yoim drisas kaf regel. Losu lovoi, Kodesh Baruch is going to give back the Esav. But right now, when you're on journey, on the route to Eretz Yisrael, please note, Esav is out of the equation. Weiter, Vanefen, Vanavo, Derech, Midbar, Moyov. They go through Moyov. Vayomer Hashem, Al Totzer Es Moyov. Ve'al Tizgar Bo Milchomo. Ki Yerusha, Libnei Loit, Nosati, Es O Yerusha. Again, things repeats itself, and so on and so forth, when you come into Amoin, Ato Oiver as Gmul Moyo Vekorafto Mbubne Amoin, Al Tetsuroim, Al Tizgabom, Ki Loi Eten Lacha Me Eretz Bnei Amoin, Ki Libnei Loi Nesatio Yerush. So very clearly, when we come to translate, to cash it to dollars and cents, or to pounds and peas, pence, whatever you say here, you are getting those three nations lost his love, but when you're coming into Eretz Yisrael, leave Esav and leave Amon and Moav for them. You're only going to get it back, loss of love. This is Zayah Pashut. Pashtes, most Rishonim and most Meforshim who read the Rashi learn that B'Yisaydoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Bazman Hazeh only 7 Amamim. Those are the last 7 Amamim which I mentioned in Parashas Lech Lecha and Bris Ben Abisorim. The other 3 were, I don't know if anybody speaks Latin here, ab initio, given to Esav and Amon Umoyov, and not to be given to Klal Yisrael till the Tkuf of Achis Hayomim Lasim. This is the Parashat Pshat, Azeleh and the Mizrochi, Azeleh and the Maral, and all Meforshe Rashi learn that this is the Parsha of the Pshat. However, if I look at the Medrash Rabbo in Parshas Lech Lecha in Bereishis, and I'm quoting, Rab Chelboi b'shem Rab Abe b'shem Rab Yochanan, kach ol b'dayto shel mokoim lehanchi lohem eretz Ezer Amomim. Kodesh Baruch Hu really wanted to give him Basman Hazeh, not Lossid Lovey. Now Ezer, Eretz Ezer Amomim. Esakini Vesaknizi Vesakadmoini. Vehoil Veloizochu. What does it mean, Loizochu? Doesn't say, just said three words. The Amos HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give him also Kini Knesset Kadmoni. V'hoyel v'lo yizochu. Lo yinosan lohem ela eret zayin amomim nesachiti v'esaprizi. Aval edo yom moya v'amoin lo yinosan lohem bo'el ha-mazeh u'bevois ha-mashiach yiu li'Yisrael k'leil ha-makayim ha-amor shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here in the Medrash we see something else. It's not that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave seven l'chatchile to Klal Yisrael and three to Amon moya v'edoim as an initial master plan, and only la'achis hayomu we're going to go and conquer Amon and we have Edom. Bitchila hola b'daita shel mokorim to give him all ten. Hoilve quote unquote loizachu, it was taken away from them. Therefore, it's only going to be re-given to them again once they get to achris hayom. I found a phenomenal, phenomenal goyim. The goyim is in Ader Saliyo, Divra Yomim. I'd like to thank Dr. Elisha Cohen, who found it here for me here in London. It's a Yikara Metzias. Sefer Ader Saliyo from the Goyen Anach, which is Eina Benimtso. And the Goyen is speaking right at the beginning of Sefer Divra Yomim. The Goyen is speaking about the Zion Amomin and Eser Amomin. And I'm quoting. Bnei Esav lokhu knizi mi bnei Knan. Ve amonu moyav lokhu kini ve kadmoini. U bedvorim, pnu su lochem u voyu aro e moyr vel kol shchenov, oma besifri ze amonu moyav edoy. You know, we sit here 30, 40, 50, 60 years, everyone, lefi giloi, and we read every year Parshas Dvorim. Milayt u mevesnish was milayt. If you open up, as soon as Klal Yisrael departs from Matan Torah, away, Pnus Ulochem, Boyu El Haru Emoyrim El Kol Shechenov Zokhtarashi Sifri, go conquer Amoyin Umoyav Edoim. There is a Mefeirish at Sivui, go and conquer Amoyin Umoyav Edoim. Fregen alle, unten, look at the Sifri, the Natsiv, all the Mefeirish at Sifri, Abu at the Sifri, what do you mean go? Pnu lachem is arei moiri. We just find, take two prokim later, he says, don't start up in Esav, don't start up in Amon Moyav, ki loy ki lebnei Esav nasati es ar seir, Amon agim, Amon, Moyav agim, Amon, vos tu tzachtu? What does it mean? Zog de Goyen, listen to the Goyen. Shechotu Yisrael b'meragli. Ne'ema lohem, be'esav ve'amon u'moyav, ki loy etem lohem. Says the Goyen, you know when Klal Yisrael lost those three initial gifts of Kini Knesset Kadmoni Amon Umoyav Edoim? This is when Klal Yisrael sinned in the Meraglim. V'hayinu, the Goyen says, Moyo de Kazan, Shesomach Hakosu Vazoras Eretz Esav Amon Umoyav Leparshas Meraglim B'Sefer Dvorim. If you look at the chronological order, how the Torah sets up the Parshas Dvorim, he says, don't go to Esav, don't go to Amon, don't go to Moab, and you went to the Meraglim. Aval, Zog de Goyen, umuflogim hem besefa b'amidbor, b'maiste de koirach v'be'er. The Goyen says, if it's tira, why, in Sefer b'amidbor, we're going to read, b'maiste of koirach, and the be'er parshas, koirach, chukas, bolok, we're going to read a total different parshas of the Meraglim, shlach, all the way to Chukas, there is a difference when the Torah discusses it. And here, hence, in Parshas Dvorim, the Torah puts it together. Amon Umayah Ve'edim, don't touch, don't test. With the V'tikavu Nola Kulcham, the V'akshu, you asked me to go make the Meraglim. What happened? V'hayinu Zog Tegoyen, Mishum K'shekshechotu Yisroel B'Meraglim Ne'em Alohem B'Esav Amon Umayah Ki Lo Eten Lochem. The Goyen is saying a fascinating word. You know what? The Medrash is right. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give 7 and 3 and lost love. You get a caption. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Avram face value. Was part of greater Eretz Yisrael. But something happened in between. In the middle, something happened. What happened, Chet HaMeraglim? Chet HaMeraglim happened because Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm giving it to Loit. And Seir, Edoim, I'm giving to Esav. This is what happened. Lost love, the girl also reunites. Lost love, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to let him recapture those three nations and get it back into greater Israel. You know, why was Loit Zoyche in Amoin and Moyav? That news for you. Rashi says, that's a chazal. Bischa sheholach itoy lemitzrayim. Veshosak al mashal yoimim al ishtoy achose. Asoyu kebnoi. Rashi in Parashas Dvorim says, why is Loit getting, in other words, Klal Yisrael loses it because of the Meraglim. But why are you giving it? Why do you bestow this courtesy of Amun and Moav upon Loit? You know what? Because the Elta Zayda Loit came to passport control once at Heathrow Airport. And because of him, of Moire from the Mitzrim, so he said a lie. He says, Achoisi. Didn't want to say Ishti. Penhogu Oisi Voisach Yechayu. They're going to kill me. So he said, Achoisi. Loit is the Chal Mishpacha member. He's coming, standing in line in passport control. He could have opened his mouth, but he was quiet. So for this shtika of light, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away Amun Umayyah from the Klal Yisrael because of Chet HaMeraglim, he is under the basket to capture, and he's getting two nations, Amun Umayyah, those are children of light, they are getting this part of greater Eretz Yisrael on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. Why is Esav Zoyche in Edrim? Vos kumt Esav Aschus? Says the Targum Yehinoson. Ki le Esav Nasachi, Yerusha le Esav es Arseir, Arum Yerusha le Esav Yavturo de Gavlo, Mitul Ikro de Ovod le Avoy. Esav was always gitzeichent in his kibudav, so for the kibudav that Esav gave his father, when Klal Yisrael was deprived from conquering Edom, this gift of Edom is given to who? To Esav. Very interesting. What is Chet HaMeraglim? We just learned. Statement on Bam. V'chotu betrei. The Meraglim really had a double aveira. One, shehoitziu dibas ha'aretz. They spoke Lashonora, they opened their mouth, they spoke Lashonora in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'oid shekofru betoivoso shel mokoim la'acha she'oitzi mimitzrayim ve'oso lo'em nisim. They are lacking reciprocation of hakoras hatoiv. So Klal Yisrael does a double aveira by the miracle. Number one, they speak lashon hara. Number two, hey, who are you playing games with? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim. So for those two elements, the Meraglim are called Chet HaMeraglim. You know? Who is sending under the basket to capture those three nations? That's what I mentioned. Loit mit Esav. Loit is getting his gift for what? Vavur Sheshosak. He closed his mouth and did not say one word for the Shtike Bakumta. So for the opening up the mouth of the Meraglim, they open the mouth. Who do we give it for? Tzayt Vaylik, it's a short-term deposit till Achris Hayomim. Who is standing under the basket to capture it? Loit. Who is getting Edom? Esav. Why? Edom. Esav was eisgitzechend in the inyan of Kibudav. What is Kibudav in essence? What's the shayish of Kibud Av? Let me share with you the words of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Roy le'odom sheyakir ve'yigmal chesed le'mishe'oso imo toivo. Ve'lo yiyah novel u'misnaker ve'kfui toivo. She'zu mido ro u'meruso betachlis lefnei lo'kim ve'anoshim. Ve'zehu iker ha'inyon shel Mitzvah Kibud Av. The basic fundamental inyon of Mitzvah Kibud Av is be makir betoivosoi, your father brought you up, you're a little baby, you know how much toil the father had to go through to bring you up? Be makir toivosoi. Who is getting the second chet of the Meraglim? Shekafu b'tevasai shel mokem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is getting it under the basket? Esav. Why is Esav the one who's getting it? Because Esav is ois gitzeichen in the middle of Kibud Av, which is the epitome of Hakoras HaToyim, which is the hepech of Tfiros HaBetavos HaShulchan. Who is bringing back these three nations? Lasid Lovay. Just look into the scripts. Rashi, Parshas Lech Lecha brings the Pasuk. Aval Lasid Lovay, Rashi says, it says, Edoim Umoyav Mishlach Yodom, a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph, you know, I don't trust Rashi. When Rashi brings something, I go to this forum shank and I take out. I took out Sefer Yeshayahu and I looked. Vesoro kina Ephraim, vetzoyer Yehuda ikaresu. Ephraim lo yakanes Yehuda, veYehuda lo yotzor es Ephraim. Veofu bekosev plishtid yamo yachdov yavoizu es bnei kedem, edom umoyav mishlach yodom. Zog de goyen in Yeshaya. You know what? It's going to belong to Gans Kol Yisrael. But who's going to bring it back? Ephraim. Who else is going to join him? Yehuda. What's the piece of Ephraim and Yehuda? They're the agents to redeem back those Amun Umayav Edom which were taken from us from by Loit and Esav. Vos Tutzachto. What is the missing piece of the puzzle? Let's go back. I used to have a Rebbe who was called Harav Yitzchak Udner Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he used to say every time when he got back in the Tif in the Inyan, those are the Alte Machlekes, the Baba Rachel and the Baba Leia. So let's go to the Baba Rachel and the Baba Leia. Chazal tell us, Shteitin Bereishis Rabo in Perek Ayin Av, Leia Tofso Pelech Hoidoo, Ve'omdu Mimenu Baalei Hoidoo. There is two different methods, codes of behavior between Unzer Rebbeide, Bobes, Rochel and Leia. Leia Tofso Pelech Hoidoo. What did she say? As soon as, Apam Oides Hashem. Who is Omdu Mimena? Yehuda. What does Yehuda say? Tzotko Mimeni. David. David is a descendant of Leia. Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv. Daniel. Also a descendant of Leah. Omar, lechoy lechoy avisa mehoido mishabechano. This is Leah who was tofso pelech hoido. Rachel tofso pelech shtiko. Rachel was quiet. She's moso simonim lachiso, and she's sitting there not saying a word. Veomdu kolboneo bali mastirin. All of her descendants are people who keep quiet. Binyamin yoshpe. The stone of Binyamin is called Yashpe. Why is it called Yashpe? Shtetik Mor in Seita? Yashpe, Yoidea, Bemichirasa, Shal Yosef, Ein Amagid. He's keeping quiet. Shaul, Vez Dva HaMelucha Lo Yigid. Shaul is Ish Yemini, also Mishevet Binyamin, Mitzetzor, Shal Rochel. He is quiet. Esther, and Esther Magedes, Es Amo, Ves Moiladito. So we have Atvikot, Arangishtel, engraved in the very thin body of Klal Yisrael, Tzvei Tchunas. From the Baba Leia, we have the Pelech Hidor. From the Baba Rochel, we have the Pelech Shtik. Who are the ones who are bringing back Amon and Moya Ve'edrei? Ephraim and Yehuda. Who is Ephraim? A son of Yosef. Who is Yosef? A son of Rochel. Who is he joint venturing with? Yehuda. Who is Yehuda? The son of Leah. So those two Shvatim who express ultimately the Inyan of Hidah, which is Akaras HaToiv, and Shtika is keeping silent, we don't have to capture, have to close the loop and come back and bring back those two umis, which were taken because, according to the Goyim, of Chetam Araglin, which is a joint venture, a combination of either raw of Hitzas Dibo, which is not keeping quiet, and lack of Akor Satoiv in Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoytzei Zoytzei Mitzrayim. So it's taken away for those two Chataim, and it's being brought back by two agents. Those two agents are two people who are ois gitzechent from the alte baba Rachel and Leah in those two midas of Haida and Shtik. Who are the Meraglim? Tzvelof Meraglim. Who are the two exceptional Meraglim who were not Moitzi Divas Oretz? Yeshua and Kalev. Who is Yeshua? Just read the beginning of the parasha. Lemate Yosef. Lemate Ephraim. Yeshua is the seventh descendant of Shevet Ephraim. Ephraim is the son of Yosef, who is the son of Rachel. This is Shtika. Yeshua is sitting there, he's quiet. The battle is going on! Bas Tofas Pelach Shtika! Vayikra is Bgadov! The Gemara Yisrael, he sat on the floor! But he's quiet. Kolev, on the contrary, Lemata Yehuda Kolev ben Yefune. Kolev is a descendant of Yefune, who is a great grandson of Yehuda, who is Mishevet, a son of Leah. Tofas Pelach Haido. Vayas Kolev. Valoi Zubil Vados of Moshe Rabbeinu. Valoi, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only thing he did. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the man. He hates us on the Saslov. So we see clearly and ultimately, if we take the journey throughout Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them 10 umos. They lose it, according to the Goyen, Meila de Gazach. You know, you can learn and learn and learn. When you come to after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, go conquer Abba the of the Goyen. L'chu p'nu l'chem, it's a free. Go capture Abba the Bev. And as soon as the Meraglim happened, when? Today, Chof Teh Sivon, the yard side of the Meraglim, they're going out. They lose it. For what? For their double chet in the Shtike and in the Haidah. Who gets it? Two goyim, Shvester Kinder, cousins, Inzera cousin. What's Inzera cousin? One of them is Ois Gitzechen, Lefi Sheshosak in passport control. And the other one, Lefi, she was Mechabed of in the Hakora Satayiv. And to close the loop, to bring it all back, we have him coming back on Achris Hayomim, and the two Shvatim, according to the Goyan's terminology, who bring us back are Ephraim and Yehuda, who are Ois Gitzechen in this Midah. You know, I'm going to finish up here before I just want to say one clean vote. You know, everything is Ois Gitzechen, Midah Keneged Midah. Everything is punctilious, that's the word. Everything is Ois Gitzechen, Midah Keneged Midah. I want to tell you a Gedank, which I've told Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I take 2 more minutes of your time, and I think this is the Chashivus Zman. You have a time this morning, I think there's a time also speaking about the speaker should not go over time, but there's a time given, and everybody, Baruch Hashem, gets up here, and every time I come here, it's Mamish, Kemayim, Tzoyinim on Nefesh, Ayefa, to see the nice big crowd that gathers every morning for Kvius, for Talmud Torah Barabi. And I want to tell you one Nakuda. You know, there's a Goyen in Shir Hashirim. The Goyen says, Moshcheini acharecho norutzo evyani amelech hadorov. Moshcheini acharecho, says the Goyen, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Norutzo, hainu diksiv vayemaharu vayavur es hayardim. Vayemaharu vayavur es hayardim. When Klal Yisrael crosses the Jordan River on the 40th year, they cross the Jordan. So it says, Moshcheini acharecho norutzo! We ran to get there to survey Mar. I want to ask you a question. You know, the average age of people here, I would say, is probably 43. You know, how wide was the Yarden River? I got news for you. I'll share with you. The 3 mandalmin in the Sugi in Saita and in the Sefta in Saita. One guy says 35 amas. One guy says 50 amas. And the less mandomas is 70 amas. Let's take the widest shita of the width of the yard. How much is the amo? It's machlekes Reb Chaim, not the chazanish. Lom is I for makas, we'll take the chazanish. 60 centimeter. 60 times 70, it's 42 meters. You guys work with meters. How long does it take to cross a street of 40 meters? No traffic. Just cross the yard. Now the yard was split. Did not have to go swim through. It was an ace. Chatzoyas hayarden. Hayom rov. Hayom ois hayarden. 42 meters. So if you walk around fast, I would say it takes around 25 seconds. If you walk around midway, it takes 35 seconds. Shabbos Nochum Chom, 50 seconds. Okay? So Klal Yisrael is sitting, Abayim Shalom Amidbor, and they are trying to get there to Yisrael Shteit Aposet Vayemaru. They cross those 42 meters expedited. 20 seconds less. Unavdem Zob Shleim HaMelech later on, Moshchedi Acherecho Nurutza. What's Nurutza? You know, the Chet HaMeraglim was Yoyim Lashono, Yoyim Lashono. Says the Goyen, it's really the Cheshbon is not right. Why? Because they left Mitzrayim and oil letesvov Nisan Beis Alofim Tof Mem Ches, and they enter Eretz Yisrael Ba'asiri Lechoidesh Nisan Beis Alofim Tof Peches. They're lacking 4 days. That's number one. Number two is of the Goyen. What would have been if they wouldn't get stuck in the Midbar Boim Shon? They would take the express train. How long does it take to walk from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael? The normal term of journey from wherever they were to come to Eretz Yisrael is 11 days. 11 plus 4 is 15. So they're missing 15 days. The Oynish is Yoyim Lashana, Yoyim Lashana. So they're missing 15 days. Zog the Goyen, it says, Kulum Anoshim Roish Ibn Yisrael Eimo, Rashi says, Be'oisa Shah, Sheyir Moyu. So, if you make a cheshbon yoyim lashana, a day is 24 hours, a year is 12 months. So it comes out that every month is 2 hours. I got to cover 24 hours to 12 chadashim. So every month, 2 hours of the journey covers the oynish of 1 month. Be'oisa shah, the going late first valley, not be'oisa shah, at the end of Kufa. Be'oisa shah, at the first hour of the journey today! Today, you know, I got news for you. Shteit Medresh, they walked out the Shor Shishis. I think here in London, we're right now Shor Shishis. Where right now they left this time. Be'oiso Shor, from 9 till 10, they were shaving for you. So you gotta shave off. You gotta give him back the VAT refund for the 1 hour that they behaved. If 2 hours is a month, 1 hour is 15 days. So it comes out that you have to subtract from the Einish of the 40 years, 15 days, hence 4 days on the anniversary, 11 days on the normal course of journey. But as soon as they have to come to Eretz Yisrael, Mina Keneged Mina, there is no longer any justification for the reciprocation of the Einish, Vayimaru. Yes, 20 minutes, 20 seconds, 25 seconds. When a person doesn't sin and he doesn't get an oynish, the Novi spells out in Yeshua Vayemaru Zog the Goyen Vayemaru Vayavru Sayarden Zog the Goyen. This is Moshchein Yachareichu Nurutza. Our limud from them is how important every iota, every 10 seconds of a person's life. The Novi and thereafter in the Ksuvim Shir Hashirim according to the Goyen writes a specific, precise pasuk to describe to us the expedited crossing the Yarden to go to Eretz Yisrael. We should learn the importance of time, culture.